hit the dog days of training camp yet, or is there no such thing with a new offense, new regime?
You know what? There's no light at the end of the tunnel. Let's just put it that way. I know that we're just getting started here, and you know what? We've had a good training camp up to this point. There's been a lot of great competition, and I think it's time now to go out and compete against somebody else. So I think we're all welcoming the challenge that comes up Friday night against the Raiders, and it'll be fun for us to get out there and play somebody else against a new scheme and see where we're at.
Even though you're a 10-year veteran, is there some level of excitement? Hey, first game, I know it's only preseason, but finally at least getting out there?
Absolutely. I mean, every time, no matter you know how old I get, you know, that first preseason game, it brings the jitters, it brings the excitement of the season, and you're finally playing a new opponent. And then, especially when you get into that first preseason game, you don't know what to expect. So it's kind of fun to be able to get that feeling again, and I think everybody's going through it. It's also fun to watch all the rookies, you know, and have that conversation with them because they're going through it for the first time. And I remember when I was a rookie, just, you know, it seems like yesterday, but it's 10 years ago now, and it brings back a lot of great memories.
So what's your advice for Bridgewater, just along those lines, you know, with jitters, first game, all that kind of stuff? What do you kind of
tell? Well, I mean, I think it all comes down to you got to get out there, and once the dust settles and you get through those first few plays and your heart starts to slow down a little bit and you get your breathing back, I think after that you realize it's just football, and then it's doing what you've been doing all throughout training camp and mini camp, and it's just going out there and executing the offense and going through your reads.
How would you describe the give and take with Norv and maybe Zim on just after all these practices on the field? Like, you know, you're seeing this, he's seeing that, they need you to see this. How would you describe that?
You mean between our relationship or the relationship?
No, your relationship with those two guys.
I think it's been great. I mean, Coach Zimmer gets great insight, especially from the defensive side of the ball, of what they're trying to get accomplished, different blitz zone schemes, where there might be more susceptible in certain coverages, and so that's been very helpful for us because he's so hands-on with us. And then Norv, obviously, you know, with his experience and his offense, I mean, he's so detail-oriented in how his and what his approach is with us, how he's seeing things, how he wants to read it, and also being situationally sound.
Is there some give and take, though? I mean, are you able to kind of go at that? I mean, with 10 years of experience, I think you're able to drop some knowledge on that.
Well, you know, I think any time that a conversation comes up, I'm very open to give my opinion about it and then also see what they say. And then if I have an idea or something like that, I'm not fearful of the fact that I can say that. And Norv will be the first one to either tell me to be quiet or, you know, I like that a lot.
What are your expectations for this offense? Kind of first run through with it.
You know what? I just expect us to go out and execute. You know what? I really don't know what to expect. Right here, right now, when you get into these preseason games, the biggest thing is being able to execute the plays and understand your progressions, your reads, and then you go in there and coach. And there's going to be things that come up in this game that we weren't prepared for. At the same time, you want to know how you're going to react to that.
Is there a certain amount of snaps or series you want to get before handing it off to Tedder?
You know what? I'd like to play as much as I possibly can. I think preseason is invaluable in terms of if you can get that experience, you get ready for season. You're that much more prepared when you get going.
Coach Zimmer talks about trying to turn TCF Bank Stadium into an advantage for you guys. What are some of the ways that you can do that?
You know what? I haven't been there before. So, I mean, but with our home crowd and our tremendous fan base, I think that we'll definitely be able to turn it into home stadium. And come Friday night when we get to see that sea of purple out there, it'll be a lot of fun for all of us.
Matthew, defense is keeping kind of plain in that, especially that first preseason game. You know, do you see any blitzing at all?
Some do, some don't. You know what? A lot of teams that I've played a lot of these games throughout the years, and a lot of teams will try out more blitzes in some of these games. And so, you just like I said, you have to be prepared for anything. You kind of go back, you watch previous preseason games and also what they did at the end of the previous year and kind of try to get a feel for their personnel and what they do. But then again, like I said, the first preseason game, you never know what you're going to get.
I would imagine, having not taken a hit in a long time, that the protection calls are maybe the most important thing for you to know.
Protection calls are always the most important thing for a quarterback to know. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I think that the offensive line has done a tremendous job, you know, this entire camp, picking up the calls, knowing where to go. And so I don't expect that to change.
Man, Tim mentioned working with a pitching coach. Was it Tom House a couple weeks ago? How did that come about? Why did you do that?
You know what? I've worked with him before, and it's just more something that you go out there and you're always trying to find an edge or work on something. And, you know, one of the things for me was just trying to work on some shoulder strengthening exercise, and that's kind of what I went out there to do.
How well do you expect the offense to be, kind of giving more early stage, just get this thing going?
Right. You know what? I'm not sure until we really get into it. The game plan's kind of being set as we go, and we'll get that probably finalized tomorrow. But I'm sure that we'll run the stuff that you guys have been seeing out here, and we won't be shy about it. And then as you get into season, there'll probably be a more game plan element to what we're doing.